All right, now, good morning to you guys. I'm good to join. Hope you guys are great. All right, now, that's for the Lord. Happy Friday to y'all. And good morning. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, so happy about the United States being told. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now. All right, now, that, you know, it is responsible. Every person that bought any fraud, any counterfeit stock, they're responsible. Right, these buttholes tried to figure out a way to steal from me while lynching me, while trying to frame me. And this is why they were trying to frame me. They were trying to coerce and force my signature by lying on me. Let's get that all the way clear and straight, right? What's up, right? They kept trying to frame me over and over again. They're trying to find anything they can twist and turn about me. They've been through all my stuff for 3 whole years to stab me since they just looked at me again with 0 instances of evil. Everything is ugly, this horror lie. They look into it, 0 instances of evil, talking about she hear demons and devils. Okay, how come her demons and devils until her Joe Scarborough Black? I want to address that. How come her demons and devils until her that Joe Scarborough is African-American? She spam Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski all the time. I write and she spam Morning Joe, her ugly stalking self. Right, she spam all the time, okay? In all about 5 years, she's been spamming Morning Joe when she has. Does that make sense? Right now, or the few years? She's been doing it for a couple years, I'm not even sure how many years. And of all the years she spam Morning Joe, the demon failed to tell her that Joe Scarborough's Black. I mean, that would be a juicy piece of news. To know that this dude was Black pretending to be white for 61 years, right? All right, now for that time, 50-something years of right now. So that's very interesting that her demon that mentioned that Joe Scarborough is Black. Her demon that mentioned that Joe Scarborough has a Black grandparent. I mean, real, for real. Joe Scarborough's grandparent has a Black parent, right? Stat me says Joe Scarborough's own parent is mixed race, Joe Scarborough Black. But you mean to tell me that Shrek said, this Kendra Shrek said she got a demon? How come her demon keep missing this stuff? I don't know. This is again, with the Dick Nut group, everybody's supposedly be boys. They're supposed to be boys, but again, they lied again because, of course, you had the back door. Clearly, a lot of people, even Prince William, didn't know about the back door. He's even stunned by it. All right, now, that's the Lord. Now, there's a back door. Joe Scarborough got female relatives in the Freemasons. I know that you confirmed this. This white man that used the back door and they thought he was Black. What's up, right? So, Kendra Shrek, all right, though, says that she has demons. Okay, how come her demons miss that whopper? She spams Joe Scarborough, Miss Mika Brzezinski all the time. All right, now, Mika Brzezinski, white. She didn't act like Joe Scarborough. He is a shithole. You know, he is a Black man pretending to be white, was being racist and everything else. He's so stupid, despite him being a Black man with a Black parent. All right, now, his Black parents' grandparent is completely Black. They have no mixed ancestry. They're completely Black. They have no mixed ancestry. They are descended from Africa. They have no mixed ancestry. They're African-American, right? They are the descendants of slaves. All right, now, how do you miss a whopper like that? You spamming Joe Scarborough and Shrek saying that she hear demons. What's up, right? Okay, but I'm so, you know, does that make sense, right? And so, right now, the United States tried to cheat me, swindle me. They talked all this shit about me getting none of my money. People saw the ruthlessness of these damn racist folks, these shitholes like T.D. Jakes and Obama them. And they didn't want to try to print them up stock as if it's supposed to have value because they printed up and pretended. So because the racists and these clowns and like T.D. Jakes and pretend this country is supposed to have value, like they told them, all right, now, like, no, all right, no, take this back to Wall Street. You notice how 100% of my money is intact. What they did was, they didn't get any money out of my accounts when they were selling all that fraud, thinking they could steal. These assholes had in their heart to steal so much so, they printed them up stock thinking they could steal. I thought they said they want to help America. Okay, if they want to help America so bad, why are these racists trying to enrich them and their dumbasses and their dumbass families? All right, now these old dumbass folks like T.D. Jakes, why would they gaff at me with the language? Why are they trying to enrich their families? Why would they see my money and then make up a print, they pretend stock? Why do they make up counterfeit stock? Stock when they start seeing my money. And these racists and these assholes like T.D. Jakes and Obama them, when they saw counterfeit stock and they sent the racists at the court, counterfeits, Black bitches and niggers. All right, now there's a little resentment. There's a lot of resentment and jealousy there because of my race and the type of wealth the Lord poured out to me. Call a spade a spade. But why is it that, they saw my money and they printed up counterfeit stock? I thought they said they want to help America, so they first thought was printing up counterfeit stock so they can enrich their dumb asses. Now, how is that? How do they see my money? They ain't saying nothing about helping America. They printed up counterfeit stock, and they letting people buy it so they can enrich themselves. I thought they said they care about America. Then why are they printing up counterfeit stock trying to flood their own asses with money? Because they full of shit. That's what it was always about, stealing and enriching their own dumb ass selves. What's up? Right? They don't give a damn about America. I told you guys that. Why are they making counterfeit stock to enrich their own dumb ass selves? Okay. How much of that has ever made it to normal people? Never. I said something about by Jesus' goodness is actually my money, giving normal people money, because that's what the Lord Jesus wants. That's what Father God Jehovah wants. That's what the Holy Spirit wants, by giving normal people $100,000 apiece and paying the reparations of $500,000. But on the face, it's not what it seems. All right. Now, if you have dependents, all right. Now, each dependent out of $500,000 will take $50,000 out of it. Each dependent. I don't care if you have, I don't care how many dependents you got. All right, now if you got $100,000, each dependent will take $10,000 out of your share of that $100,000. So on the face, it's not just $100,000. For every child you have, they will take a portion of that money, right? No matter what age they are. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. All right now, that's the Lord. All right now, I mean, what's up, right? All right now, but, you know, again, I say, all right now, clearly America was not concerned with helping America in building bridges. Why were they making stock instead of building bridges? Why were they counterfeiting stock instead of building bridges? Why were they counterfeiting stock instead of helping teachers or veterans? Why were they counterfeiting stock instead of helping kids aging out of foster care? Do you know how much money exchanged when they counterfeit stock and they still didn't help anybody? You know, but Warren Buffett is sitting on $300 billion of all that counterfeit stock. He sold the shit. He realized it was counterfeit. I said, I'm not helping these assholes, you know, these buffoons, these clowns, and these heartless, godless, nasty ass clowns. No way. All right, no, nothing to do with them and they pretend stock is not coming out about 100%. No. But you notice how they didn't help anybody. I mean, good God of mercy. How is Warren Buffett sitting on $300 billion, but there's no infrastructure? $300 billion and there's still no infrastructure. I don't understand it. They exchanged trillions of dollars buying each other counterfeit stock. They didn't touch my money, but they were banking on being able to steal from me. They were banking on being able to rob me. They were banking on being able to frame me. They were banking on being able to do me dirty and allow me for work that's actually done by the Holy Spirit. Honest work, right? With my own technology that the Lord Jesus gave to me. They were banking on being able to frame me and mistreat me and lynch me and rob me and do all manner of evil against me. Do you see how nasty these shitholes are? Okay, would you back up their bullshit? And I don't. It's counterfeit. It has nothing to do with me. They own, they fraud. They're going to lose their money. And I don't care. They lynched me. I was homeless. They call me stupid. Black bitches, niggers. Did you see how my fake ass family talked about me? All right, no, they didn't pull together. I slept in the back of a car twice and I was homeless. And they so full of shit. I don't care. I could have a $20 million. That one is 63 zeros, right? I still would get them any money. I know that sounds insane, but no. No, right? It's how the Lord, how you'll be at the bottom like that, you know, not by, you know, clearly by no fault of my own. I changed jobs 3 times. I have extensions. You got the calls. You got my prayer calls. You got me changing jobs. You got me contacting my supervisor. You got me not just sitting down and crying, even though I felt like it, because they kept drawing up my money, trying to make me homeless. All right, now that's the Lord, the shame and the embarrassment of that, and people want to treat you like shit as it is. You know, you have nobody to lean on but God. So you try to keep working. They keep drying up everything because they're so fucked up and racist. Okay, I thought these dumbasses cared so much about America. Okay, how come they didn't help anybody but themselves with their counterfeit stock? Much money changed hands. Where's that money in the United States? Where's that money reflected in the infrastructure? Warren Buffett as a single individual sitting on $300 billion because he dumped that shit out, but you had other fools that went about it. Okay, how come that money never made it to bridges? How come that money never made it to veterans and people? How come that money never made it to kids aging out of foster care and teachers? How come that money never made it to kids struck by poverty? How come that money never made it to nobody else? Because these faggot shitholes were lying. They want to steal everything to enrich their own dumb ass selves. What's up? Nobody's helping these assholes. They bought counterfeit stock. And they didn't trade my money, they traded their money. They thought that they were supposed to steal, and by them trying to steal, that would give the counterfeit stock. They already had a plan to steal. Look at how these assholes start printing up them counterfeit stock and want to cry about it. I didn't tell them to make the counterfeit stock and want to cry about it, right? They had an agenda in place to steal. They had an agenda in place to frame. I mean, that's what they kept trying to frame. They had an agenda in place trying to, you know, pretend I'm some criminal. And clearly, they got busted. I'm not. The standards is even at the international level because I'm not a criminal. They always had some agenda to be evil, ruthless, and racist. They always had some type of agenda to step on me. I'm not giving them shit. I'm not taking anything out of my money to help them. The standards is they so green and jealous. These assholes print them up some stock and pretend stock. So counterfeit stock. The emperor never had on any clothes with these jackasses. But despite the emperor having on no clothes, they had no way to back this stuff up. All right, you had a bunch of fools that were so sure that the United States and the racists in it could steal. They spent the sun, the moon, and the stars on counterfeit stock that has no ties to me. They kept seeing my money go up. They never saw anything come out of that account. They had a full understanding it was counterfeit. And they kept buying because they kept hoping that they could steal. What's up? They did that shady shit, okay, and now they're going to lose all their money. Whose fault is that? I hope that you guys are well and great. All right now, that's Florida right now. All right now, but I got to start straight saying about kids. It's because I don't have any kids. All right now, you have men. You have men with false wombs in their 40s. You got men with false wombs in their 40s have popping out children. Hybrids, they're not women. False wombs, they 40-something, popping out children. I know a couple of actresses that are dudes that look like women popping out kids at 44 and 45. I'm not going to even go there, you know. And you got men at 50 years old popping out children. Hell, look at Janet Jackson in 50s popping out children. Okay, if a man can pop out a child at 40 and 50, I'm a woman with an actual womb, right? I'm a chick. I never had any kids or anything, no, but right now, I'm going to have the ovaries and I have periods. Does that make sense right now? Your period don't stop until you're 60-something. I don't, you know, does that make sense? That's for the Lord right now. I'm a woman by Jesus. May Jesus destroy me from mine. I'm a lady that has periods. I can surely have a kid. Does that make sense? Or 2 kids, right? Even in my 40s. If these men could pop out children and go to the doctors and make them a false womb, a pretend womb, a lying womb, These men can do that. Surely it'd be a cinch for me as an actual woman not having to go through any of that shit to have some kids. What's up, right? Take your stupid ass on. I hope you guys well and great. Good evening. All right, now, I don't want to be a parent in my 40s. Does that make sense right now? But these men could pop up kids with a false womb and the elaborate procedures. Ex-Brother Kate. Brother Kate went to the doctor to get him a false womb so he could have kids, saying he wanted to be queen and he'll never let my black ass be. All right, now, that's the Lord. Right now, see, what you want to set his own. All right, he wants to set one of William's, it has to be William's heir on the throne of England. I'm not talking in the sense of that. I'm talking in, well, I got, you know, just $1 million, right? I want my own kids. Does that make sense? My own grandchildren passed it on to. All right, no, but, you know, now I'm preach the gospel and to God's heartest content, but there'll still be so much money. We never run out of money, basically. I want to be good to my own kids, my own children, which I'm going to have my own children, Jesus willing, my own grandchildren. If a man can pop out kids with a false womb, if a man can pop out children with a fly womb, if a man, no matter how soft his face is, got nuts and balls, and he can have a baby, I can too, right? Get the hell out of here. What's up? If the doctors can make him a false womb, does that make sense? Or I can surely have kids of my own. I'm not stupid. Don't play no damn games with me. I hope that you guys are right. Now, I'm just 42 years old. All right, now, what's up? These dudes popping out kids at 50 or 40-something years old, they false womb and they nuts, but they get them a womb made. I'm an actual woman. I ain't got good none of that shit. Does that make sense? I can get married and go for it. Does that make sense? Or right now, that's for the Lord, all right? Now, what's up, right? For a woman that still has periods, does that make sense? That's 42 years old. They don't go up to your 60s. Not at 60 years old, God, no. I'd be a little late there, but, you know, in my early 40s, right? I hope that you guys do, because I do want kids of my own. I hope that you got Jesus willing. I hope you guys want great. Thank you, guys. I'm not having sex outside of marriage. It is what it is. Ask the Lord to line that stuff up. No, right? This, that makes sense. I need this in order. I hope you guys want great, all right? But thank you guys so much, right? Now, please check back, right? I'm not married anybody, but I pray no. I just want William to step. Makes sense, right now. All right, now, so in regards to kids, I'm not, you know, at all worried. Does that make sense? You got some WE, maybe, God, you got too many men popping out kids at 40-something years old. Oh, my God. A slew of them, does that make sense, popping out kids at 40-something years old? All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, you got a ton of them. Does that make sense? You got all the money in the world, ass ton of men making false wounds. I'm an actual chick. I ain't got to play no games as far as, like, you know, I can go get married and, I guess, have my husband, I guess. And start trying for kids, all right? Now, that's Florida right now. But I hope that you are and start having kids, rather. I hope that you guys will agree to right now, that's Florida. I'm not a parent yet. All right, now, that's Florida. Never been a parent anything, no. But, you know, you got dudes popping out kids. I mean, from their balls, they nuts, and they pretend womb. Surely I'm an actual woman in Jesus' name that can too, right? I hope that you guys will agree to right now, that's Florida right now. Good morning. All right, now, but yeah, I'm very excited about going to the bank in China, right? They can stay behind their blocks and their walls and their halls. They fraud their asses behind their blocks and their walls and their halls and they counterfeiting. All right, now, nobody cares about the counterfeit tears. I just explained, you know, that's for the Lord, right? You notice how there's no improvements to America. How's Warren Buffett said, no, $300 billion, but nobody, no normal person in America was helped. No child agent out of foster care was helped. No teacher was helped. No veteran was helped. But America, no infrastructure was built, but you got one person. Sitting on $300 billion because people are trying to buy out the counterfeit stock. They had the gall to think that they're so shitty and crappy that they could steal from me. They can steal from all my money from me. They could frame me. They can rile me. These nasty sales. I'm not helping them. Okay, they're going bankrupt. It has nothing to do with me. I don't care. Look, they didn't help anybody but themselves. They didn't care. These assholes got jealous and green. They made them up some counterfeit pretend stock that have no ties to my money. They noticed for 3 years nothing's coming out of my accounts to show up. They're counterfeiting. As they made me homeless, as they said halls and walls, they had they told them that yesterday, they were like saying, okay, all right, now you said halls and walls, you know you didn't talk to her, nobody talked to her, and you kept counterfeiting, and they on the hook for the counterfeit, told them to take it back to Wall Street by Jesus, right? I'm not dealing with America, I'm going over to Europe and Asia to offer to stock because they invited me to come over to Europe and Asia to offer to stock. To give people the opportunity, governments and countries to have an opportunity to help their governments, their people, and their citizens, right, to make some money. I dealt with the United States. It's racism. It's trying to, these assholes trying to make up lies about me to destroy my life and my future. Also, so these little clown-ass racists can think they could blackmail me. I write on to sign my signature based on these stupid ass trying to frame me. Stop it. These shitholes like Obama, them too, wanted to frame and lie. It's not Obama wanted to frame, no. Let me watch that. These shitholes like old Fat Roland Martin, I write on the chocolate Oompa Loompa, I write on with his dwarf titties. I write on disgusting, TD Jakes disgusting stuff. I write on to do all manner of framing and lynching. I write them because they want to steal so bad, like helping these assholes. These are shitty folks in America. No, they need Jesus. They need Jesus bad. They better get Jesus fast. It's going to burn their asses in hell. I hope you guys will have a great good morning. Thank you guys so much. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. So I look forward to being a parent, Jesus willing, in Jesus' name, in my 40s. Everybody please greet me in Jesus' name when I get married to my husband all right now. All right, now William is the only guy that I want to stab me. Since I went married, nobody without a prenup. I got all this stuff. I'm crazy to get married. I got all this money. I got all this money. I love William. You know, I mean, it's great to have money, but when you want to, you know, live your life, share it with somebody. All right, I wouldn't marry anybody with a prenup, without a prenup. I'm not stupid, right? I would get a diamond prenup. I get the greatest prenup ever known to man. You know, that's what I right now understand that. I want kids, I want grandchildren, I have to protect them myself. I got that, but you know, that's Lord. I right now, Jesus Lord. So it is what it is. I hope that you guys will be greater right now. That's Lord. I right now, Lord. Thank you guys so much. Right now, please take that good morning. Thank you guys so much. Jesus Lord.